this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day. Welcome to Break Time Musings, a segment of the Business Mirror BM Broader Look Podcast. Today's podcast spotlights Daisy Aquino, People Service Delivery Director of Refinitiv Asia Private Limited Philippines Branch. Aquino talked to Business Mirror to share her insights on Refinitiv's human resource activities during the lockdown. Let's get on with the story. You're designated as Refinitiv Philippines People Service Delivery Director. Please explain what this position means and what are your responsibilities under this title. What are its similarities or differences from a human resources development manager?
The role of Director of People Service Delivery is focused on delivering the Refinitiv people experience through the different people or human resources programs. In this role, I am responsible for HR operations, programs, and initiatives for the Manila Operations Center. Other organizations refer to it as human resources, but at Refinitiv, we call it people function. In that sense, it is similar to HR, or it is really HR. I work hand in hand with the cost site leads to help the organization deliver on its strategy and objectives through the expertise and performance of its people. The team provides HR advisory support for over 1,600 employees, and we drive people or talent strategy, including service delivery, people relations, employee relations, performance management, rewards, and overall business needs where HR partnership is required.
How many employees do you support? How do you assess and manage the diversity?
We have over 1,600 employees at the Manila Operations Center of Refinitiv. Diversity and inclusion have always played a central role in our talent acquisition and development. We take pride not only in creating jobs, but more importantly, in helping individuals from any status or background to build their careers. Through our robust employee engagement programs, employee networks, and interest clubs, such as Refinitiv Prism Network for the LGBT community, Refinitiv Women Network, Refinitiv Ability Network for PWDs, and Refinitiv Sustainable Action Team, we make sure that we empower our employees' advocacies while promoting sustainability, diversity, and inclusion.
With the lockdown measures, how do you manage your talents? Can you cite specific examples or best practices?
The safety and welfare of our employees are a top priority for us. As soon as quarantine measures were imposed in March, we immediately adopted a work-from-home mechanism called Virtual Office Environment, or VOE. We likewise made sure to provide our employees with proper work equipment. This includes laptops, desktop monitors, internet connections, and even ergonomic home office furniture. Wherever we can, we provide the support needed by our employees during these challenging times. And we also made sure it's safe and conducive for them to work from home as they continue to support our customers. And our Employee Assistance Program, or EAP, provides confidential support services to our employees and their dependents in dealing with a wide range of challenges in their lives. Employees can access our EAP 24/7 by phone, web, or mobile app to connect you with local expert support and consultation. On a global level, we have specific programs to support employees to continue to grow and be able to be at their best in their new normal. Aside from directing employees to relevant articles, we hold regular webinars on topics like building resilience, managing performance while on virtual office environment, as well as on parenting. Locally, we have virtual R&R activities both at the site level and at the level of each business unit. We make sure to stay connected with all employees through regular town halls and site-wide communications, including frequently asked questions. With the prolonged quarantine and work-from-home measures, we also recently distributed care and well-being packages to our employees. Through these initiatives, we have been able to maintain employee engagement and deliver the same level of quality service to our customers. We even exceed key operational metrics, including productivity and customer satisfaction target.
How do you assess the level of stress before and after the lockdown measures and the COVID-19 pandemic ensued? How do your employees cope? What do you do to support them?
The HR managers and advisors work closely with our people leaders to ensure that they and their team members are coping well. We hold regular catch-ups so that we are able to address people-related concerns in a timely way. As mentioned, we also have an employee assistance program that provides confidential support services to our employees and their dependents on all kinds of issues that they may encounter. Our R&R programs continue to connect our employees with each other and have fun, albeit virtually. At the end of September, we held our week-long Moment of Thanks. It is an annual celebration that encourages employees to send appreciation messages to their colleagues. While we encourage this practice throughout the year, this dedicated period is even made more special with prizes at stake and even a virtual photo booth. We also continue to mark our employees' milestone anniversaries with our service awards to recognize those who are celebrating 5, 10, 15, and 20 years with the company.
How does the employee volunteerism program fit in this context? Wouldn't it be risky for employees to interact in a virus-laden environment? How do you manage this program these days?
This pandemic is truly an unprecedented and unforeseen challenge. Despite the effects of these extremely difficult circumstances, we still work to keep our employees safe, secure, and involved, not only at work, but also in their respective communities. We enhance our community support mechanisms, such as the Matching Gifts Program. This initiative doubles an employee's donation to a nonprofit organization or community program of their choice. It has encouraged our employees to pursue personal advocacies and extend their help to those in need amid the COVID-19 crisis. By establishing sustainable and inclusive programs such as this, we hope to empower our employees and the causes and beneficiaries that they support. We have also strengthened our employee volunteerism grants and programs because we value our employees' personal advocacies and their own community building efforts. We believe that these are avenues not only to help those in need, but also to boost their morale, encourage work-life balance, and drive empowerment. Employees who are engaged in volunteer work can award 25,000 pesos grant to their chosen accredited beneficiary for every 20 hours of volunteer service. So each employee is entitled to a maximum of 50,000 grants, 50,000 pesos that is in grants for every 40-hour volunteer work rendered. Moreover, to further support employees, Refinitiv policies provide for 2 days of paid volunteer leave. And this year, an extra day of paid volunteer leave has also been added to allow employees to support local campaigns in their communities during this pandemic. At the site level, our employees collectively raised 250,000 pesos to support specific partner NGOs. This fundraising drive was spearheaded by our Refinitiv employee networks, which are movements that embody our strategies around sustainability and diversity and inclusion. The funds were used to purchase face masks, face shields, and alcohol donated to uniformed personnel, as well as fruits and vegetables donated to select shelters around the city. during the limited community-specific relief operations, we ensure that our employee volunteers observe strict health standards and social distancing guidelines so as not to compromise their own safety.
Can you please explain Refinitiv's diversity and inclusion programs that support the cause of underrepresented groups in the corporate world? What are the program's achievements so far, and what do you think were the factors that helped you reach this level? What are plans for the program?
The Refinitiv Employee Networks are part of the company's employee-led umbrella program that aims to support the causes of underrepresented groups in the corporate world. They include groups such as Refinitiv Prism Network for the LGBTQ community, the Refinitiv Women Network, and the newest Refinitiv Ability Network for our PWD colleagues. Please note that we address visible and non-visible disabilities in the company. Through these networks, Refinitiv rolled out several internal activities such as webinars on personal development. We also participate in industry-wide forums such as the Philippine Financial and Inter-Industry Pride Summit that help foster an equal and non-discriminatory environment that provide employees with opportunities to demonstrate their capabilities and excel in their careers regardless of background and condition. More than this, the company also leads diversity and inclusion efforts in the financial industry. Refinitiv recently launched our 2020 Diversity and Inclusion Index, recognizing the top 100 most diverse and inclusive organizations globally. It utilizes innovative analytics to rate companies based on four main pillars: diversity, inclusion, people development, and controversies. The D&I Index likewise champions Refinitiv's own goal to have at least 40% of women in senior leadership roles across all of its markets. With these efforts, we aim to continuously create programs to inspire the industry and support and promote a welcoming workplace where everyone is valued and has equal access to opportunities.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Business Mirror. Until next time.